Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buttons things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
I have something, and it so describes how I was living. It so captures the feelings that I had about beginning on the pathway of my dreams. It so describes how I felt when I was about to attempt something. And I have some striking news for you. It describes often how I feel still today to a degree. So let me tell you what that is. And I know it's happened to a lot of people. Here's an analogy that I've heard a couple of different ways, but I've kind of, you know, fixed it around to where I can drink it better. And I think it fits my personality to describe it to people best this way. You know, I've talked often about the urgency of doing something with your life, of getting started today, of stopping the procrastination and putting it off and waiting on all your ducks to line up in a row and waiting until the stars align themselves. If you're waiting on such a thing, you're never going to get started. I don't know too many people who can say that all the ducks just lined up in a row. Things happen. Even when you get them lined up, one of the ducks get out of line or somebody knock over the dominoes, something happens. But here's the point I'm getting at. God has so many blessings available to you. You who's listening, God has so many blessings available to you from where you are right now. I don't care what you've gotten yourself into or what you've done. God has so many blessings that he can send your way, but you have to do something. See, a lot of people just sit around and go, man, something always happening to you. You always getting a break. You always doing this. You always doing, man, don't nothing come my way. Listen to me. If nothing ever comes your way, you know why that is? It's because you're not doing anything. I promise you, you're not. See, here's the deal. God has all these blessings he wants to send you, but you got to give him something to work with now. Come on. You have to give God something to work with. God will bless you. God can touch people's hearts on your behalf. He can move situations around for you. He can align the stars. He can set the ducks up in a row. But align the stars and move people around and touch people's hearts and set the ducks up in a row for what? Based on what? Have you put forth any effort? Have you made a single step in any direction to do the right thing or go the right way that gives him something to put his finger on? Come on, man. God can only bless you according to your faith. If you have a little bit of faith, give him that. Let him work with that. He can do that. You know, man, I didn't always start with these speeches you hear in the morning now. I ain't always had these. I grew to these. I stumbled my way to these. I messed up my way to these here. I got it wrong so many times to be able to sound like I got some sense. I said it often, failure is a wonderful teacher. Do you know how many times I have had to have failed to have what I have in my head today? I'm telling you, man, it's a process. People get mad at the process. You got to do something to give God something to work with. He'll bless you, but what you want me to bless if you ain't putting forth any effort, if you just sit down and start, I got a book coming out, I'm telling you, man, that's going to really explain this thoroughly, man, where you can get blessed from wherever you are in your life, wherever your starting point is, wherever you find yourself wound up, you can get it back from there. I've done it. Man, by the grace of God, I done it. I got over, man. I learned some things along the way. Because here's the deal. As long as God keeps waking you up in the morning, he ain't through with you yet. When he's done, you're done. But if God still has a plan for you, you wake up in the morning. He still got some more work for you to do, you wake up in the morning. So if you keep waking up, man, it's something that God wants from you, would love to have from you. And he can work with you, man, if you just walk towards him a little bit. So here's the deal. I know it's hard for the average person to start, because the fear of the unknown is incredible. What if I fail? What if I don't get picked? You know, one of the hardest things I ever did was walking in to quit my job. Oh, man, let me tell you about that day when I decided that I was going to be a full-time comedian after winning an amateur night one time. Quitting your job, following your dream, going for it despite all the naysayers, it's like stepping off a cliff. It's like actually just walking off the edge of a cliff, hoping now, not really knowing, but hoping. Hoping is the bare basis of faith. I stepped off that cliff hoping that my parachute would open and allow me to drift down. See, I've never skydived before, but I would imagine part of the thrill, and I don't know this because I'm not going to skydive to find out. I think part of the thrill for people is the danger part of throwing yourself out of a plane and how it feels to be free falling. But the whole time they're free falling, having this exhilarating over the top moment, you have got to believe in your heart of hearts. You have got to hope with everything in you that when you pull this cord, the chute opens, or else this ain't a good move at all. But you've packed your chute yourself. You've taken the lessons. So you go ahead and you make the leap. Now, the only thing about quitting your job and following your dream is you ain't really been trained all that good for this. You done packed your chute, but you ain't never opened it before. So I walked off this cliff. That's what it was like. And you following your dream is like you walking off a cliff. Now, let me tell you something. Here's the part where people don't never make the jump. They see somebody like myself who jumped off the cliff and the parachute don't open right away. And I hit a couple rocks on the way down. I got my back cut up pretty bad. I got my clothes ripped off. They see that. 3 years living in a car, man, he got his life towed down jumping off that cliff. I ain't jumping off that cliff. But see, what you don't understand is you don't know it, but eventually the chute will open. And I'm at the parachute opening part of my life, man. where the chute didn't open and I'm drifting. And I'm able to go over to Paris, guide my chute over to Paris and glide. I've glided over to Africa and seen what it looked like. It's a slow ride down when the parachute finally opened. And my back didn't heal, too. And the cuts that I had on me, I remember now I know how to stay away from the edge. But the parachute done opened. And I'm enjoying my life for the first time. I'm gliding. But I got hit up against a rock. I can see more. I get a chance to see more things. I get to glide and see more parts of the world. I'm living my dream. The parachute opened. Your parachute is going to open. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. It'll never open if you don't step off that cliff. You got to step off that cliff. God will get the parachute open for you. But you got to jump, baby. That's the hard part, ain't it? Now, the question is, the end of this story right here today, when you jumping?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people all around the world, my name is Steve Harvey. Now, that's of little importance when you talk about the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And the reason I say that is because it is comprised of several key members. Without these key members, there would be no Steve Harvey Show. Let's give credit where credit is due. Ladies and gentlemen, this is them. Shirley is on vacation. Shirley likes vacation. Jay was running late today. Jay called Shirley to tell Shirley. Shirley told Jay, call somebody who cares because I'm on vacation. These are the people that I work around on a daily basis. Ladies and gentlemen, Junior.
Morning, everybody.
I started wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, Carla Pharrell.
Good morning, Steve. What's up, crew?
Ladies and gentlemen, the newest fool, J. Anthony Brown.
What's going on, everybody? It's going down tonight at the J Spot.
If you open your show one more time with a damn commercial,
you will be reminded. Tuesday,
hey, listen
tonight.
To me. If you open your this show one more time with a damn advertisement of your club,
shameless
you will find
club.
Out very quickly why your ass ain't at that other radio show.
Dang,
ladies and gentlemen, the fool, Nephew Tommy.
Yay, in the building, Uncle Stig.
Here we go. I didn't say nothing yesterday because I was too damn hurt. I've been hurt with the Browns all season.
Oh, my God.
But for their ass to be up 14,
against the Packers.
And lose in overtime. I really, man. That's all I wanted to say.
You know football. I don't know it. You know it. How did the Brown coach keep his job and Kaepernick don't have a job? That's all I'm asking.
I don't know. I promise you I don't know. I promise you I don't know.
How is that possible?
How that happened, Steve?
If we had Colin Kaepernick, playing running back, strong safety. If we just had him on the field somewhere, it would make me think we was trying to do something.
They fired the GM, though.
They fired Cleveland Browns fired Sashi Brown.
Right.
The Browns fired a Brown. He was the VP of operations.
Sometimes Brown got to get rid of Brown.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's because now they talking about his trade options, the way he's running the football operations. How we passed on Deshaun Watson. No, I thought we had a chance at Wiss one year. We passed on Wiss.
Hugh Jackson gets to keep his job, I think, for another year, the head coach. I think he's
ain't no necessary. Somebody else got to go. The Browns is leading. They doing end zone celebrations. They wearing sunglasses, taking pictures. I mean, like, they been winning all damn year. I went... Man, y'all show don't look like y'all bothered about this 14 in a row. What is y'all grinning for?
0-13, 0-14, or 0-12?
Yeah.
That was their best chance.
Maybe they need J. Anthony Brown. Put another Brown in
there.
Brown,
we can Brown
in for
you. We got something funny coming up at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Something funny. It's time, Junior. Truth be told.
I have a feeling. I know what you're going to talk about, but go ahead.
First
go
of all,
with the
Carl,
truth.
And morning, everybody. Just want to let you know, it's Champ.
The Champ is here.
Thank you. Champ is here. Please give me my just due.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the you champ over here talking about here. Morning, Junior, truth be told. No, no, truth be told, Champ is here.
Champ
good morning,
here.
Champ.
Man, yeah. I didn't know we were still on this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you riding this 18. Like a bicycle.
Whoa, Steve, hold on, is the law still in effect?
You might move on up.
But, Junior, you realize the race was last Wednesday? This is
I don't
Tuesday.
Give a damn when the race was.
Yeah, 6 days back. I'm really starting to feel for Tommy right now,
right.
Which is damn
good.
Good rare.
I'm good. The champ is here. I'm
lost.
Good.
No, he should not have lost. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Tommy, truth be told, you just need to do something else.
Okay.
Your running don't need to be here. I bet not hear about you on a treadmill.
Oh, bitch. Okay, come on.
Oh, okay.
No, you bet not. I bet not hear about you on the treadmill.
On the treadmill?
Nah,
you can't run no more.
You make crocheting might be good for you. Might do that really
oh,
good.
Oh,
beat me
no.
In crocheting. Badminton might be something you might be good at.
Badminton.
You might want to hit
badminton.
That up.
Good
yeah.
Lord.
Pinching pennies. Pinching pennies.
I was good at that now.
That,
I was good
but,
at
but
that.
But Sam ain't right.
So you say.
If we hear about that. You on the treadmill, I ran 6.5 miles today. I ran 6. You need to stop all that.
Okay.
Tiddlywinks? I don't know if he can do tiddlywinks.
Not throwback. Tiddlywinks?
Yeah.
Tiddlywinks?
Four corners?
You remember
pick
that?
Dodgeball, yeah, Tommy, any of that?
Dodgeball. I was pretty good. I could get out the way.
So you say.
No, I,
so
I don't like dodgeball.
Come on,
I
work
like
wife.
That.
Work wife? Where are my papers? I thought we got a divorce.
Tag.
And you owe me $5. I paid Steve $5 for that little race with your
and
slow
the flight,
behind.
The flight. You
yeah,
flew
yeah,
out
yeah,
there.
You flew
yeah,
out of your car.
Out there, yeah.
You could have watched this online.
Look, go ahead, Junior. So
no,
what? I mean,
I just want to let him know, man. Shout out to, let me get a shout out to Jay Kennedy. Jay Kennedy just got out the hospital. He had sick cell. I did it for you, champ. You still, you're there, boy. You out. Crisis over.
Yeah.
Feel good, Jay.
What's his name?
Jay Kennedy.
Jay Kennedy, what's up, boy?
He out, man. Steve Harvey talked to you, Jay.
Yeah, strong. You know, what? you know how Armstrong had that Live Strong bracelet?
Oh,
what
yeah,
could you come up
awareness.
With similar? Like, you know, this ain't a joke either. I'm talking about really, what could you come
no,
up
right.
with to kind of encourage people that's going through the disease you're going through?
Awareness to it.
You know what?
That's a good idea, Steve.
That's a great idea. I'm going to think on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have something for you tomorrow.
Because okay. You need to do something. You know, like, yeah. I'm saying something like sickle
something,
strong.
Yeah.
Something
come
like
up
that.
Come something real fast. I know you can come up with something real fast.
Real fast?
Yeah.
Ooh,
real fast.
See what he did there? Pow. Team.
We heard you, Jay. You got to wait for it.
Team.
I'm on Team Tommy.
Yeah. Shut up, Jay. Jay, just shut up. Just shut up. What you ain't going to do is throw the rock and act like me and you
man.
Can. Just
that wasn't that. That was a sniper attack.
Boy, I'm yeah. talking about that was a good one. I knew you'd come up with something real fast. Pow-ting.
He was there.
Oh, man, I can't believe. Do you know how many turtles was hurt last Wednesday?
Ooh.
Just slowly went back in they shell.
But, Junior, do you think it's time to let it go, though? Do you
no,
think
Carla,
it's time?
No, Carla, not all the trash he was talking. Remember this, Carla? I'm going to run all the sickle cell out your ass. Remember that?
You won't let us
that's
forget.
What
no.
really bothered
yeah,
you.
That was, yeah.
Remember that, Carla? Remember that?
Okay.
Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
Okay.
He's
going to
run the sickle cell
yeah.
out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
You ain't say nothing okay. then when he said that.
And all he done did it, is boy. Got a foot further up his crack.
Remember that? Remember
that?
So
run.
Now we done reversed it. You tried to run the sickle cell out of his ass. He done pushed about 2 pounds of sickle cell up yours.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you something. You remember Tommy on the treadmill up. Calling me out? Come on, Junior, with your little pot belly self. Remember that? Remember that?
I do.
You remember
yeah,
that,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
don't
do.
Nobody remember all that, but as soon as I win, everybody, ain't that enough? Hell no.
Junior don't look like a runner to me.
Yeah. Remember that?
He doesn't.
Oh, I can give you all of them.
Hold on, Unc. Let me give you
Junior
another
Junior look
that
like
he
fell
nobody.
Apart on that treadmill.
Hold on, yeah. Unc. Let me tell you the one he ain't told nobody he said.
Uh-oh.
See, but people snitch on you when they lose. When they find out you lose, everybody want to talk to the champ. Yeah, Cat Dog say he called him. Said, "Yeah, I'm gonna get stretched by a yoga trainer because I'm gonna run all Junior's ass gonna tighten up first."
Wow.
But
he
yeah,
said that. Uh-huh.
Cat Dog turned on him.
Oh.
And you know, Steve, wow. He might be down, but that's the best time to kick a man is when he's
why
down.
We till yeah.
Why
up?
Would you wait till he's up to kick?
Yeah. Listen, I'm with
man.
That. Yeah, I'm with that theory too.
Yeah.
No, right.
See, when you kick, see, let me tell you something. When you kick a man when he down, he can't get out the way.
He can't get out the way.
Hard to kick somebody standing. You don't want to miss, let him get down.
I'm gonna wait till he can walk.
Why wait till he gets up and he can kick you? Yeah. No, no.
Yeah, that ain't how the fight go.
No.
Mm-mm. But I know what we have done, though. We have curbed Tommy's enthusiasm for race challenges. That's over.
You think so?
You think so?
I don't.
That's over. You want to race the rematch? The rematch is open for you, Tommy.
Okay.
Well, boy, he'll be with the Browns and losses, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
What? What did I say?
Wow.
I'm on Team Tommy.
Team!
You ain't on Team nothing.
I was on Team Tommy.
Don't sound like it, but
I'm
going to
tell you. Man, he went. Woo!
Talking about this was a week ago, Steve.
Yeah, but it's still stinging.
You let some stank sit in the corner for a week, it will still stank for a week.
Yeah.
Wow, Junior.
And you know what the whole car by the car
is? See, and this, the stank could actually be contained to the corner. But Junior is fanning it around the room.
I'm
spreading it.
And you know what he ain't did yet, He ain't went home yet and faced his boys yet, though. That's what it's going to stay.
Oh. Yeah.
What do you mean his boys?
I have a challenge when we come back right after this.
Tampa's here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national headlines. We'll talk about the huge election happening in Alabama. But right now, nephew, what you got?
Change for 100.
Run that prank back. Huh?
Run the prank back. I said change.
You can't say run no more.
No, fuck.
Can't say run.
Yeah, you have to stop saying run.
Oh, I forgot about that. What is it called, Steve?
Change.
It's called pull up. Pull up that prank.
Yeah. Pull up that prank.
Because that's what he did in
pull
the race.
That
he pulled up.
Hop.
Yeah.
Hop.
You pull up the prank.
You can't lose that running and keep using the word running. I mean, okay. I'm just, right. I know I'm new and everything. Again.
So, pop. Ting.
Jay is my
friend. Damn ass up, Jay.
I'm on Tom Tini.
Play the prank.
Maybe it's because my name is Tommy and it sounds like Tom. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. Jay is kind of torn.
He ain't torn. He's toe. That's what his ass is. His ass is toe.
Oh, man.
That's your friend, though.
The prank.
Allegedly sound like. Change 400.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Regina, please.
Speaking.
Hello.
Yeah, speaking. This is Regina.
Okay. Hey, you did a bachelor party for me and my boys like about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Sean, you remember Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Now listen, when you was doing a lot of lap dances at night, you remember that?
Yes. So how did you get my number? How can I help you? You need a party done? I mean, what do you need?
Okay. Well, no, it ain't nothing like that. I was saying, you know, you did a lot of lap dances. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, you know. That night, I was at the party. You did some lap dances for me. But
okay.
What I wanted to tell you was that the lap dances you had did was, the lap dances was $10. Am I right?
Right. You would be correct, yes.
Okay.
They were $10.
The lap dances were $10, but I thought I gave you a $10 bill when I really gave you $100.
Okay.
So, you know, the reason why I called you was I'm trying to get that, you know, I'm trying to get that $90 back.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. First of all, how did you get my number?
Well, the dude that
Who is dude?
That threw the the guy that hooked y'all up as far as doing the bachelor, Billy. Billy the one that got y'all to come and do the bachelorette party.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to, you know, tell you is that I got the number from him.
Okay.
And he told me that I could call you and try to just talk to you about it.
okay, and you want me to give
see,
you
see, I gave
$90.
You, I had tipped you. I was really finna pay you $10, but it was a $100 bill. So what the reason, what I'm saying to you is that I want to get the other $90 back.
I'm not giving you no damn $90.
Excuse me?
I'm not giving you your damn $90. Hell, when you gave me the $100.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. I don't even think you understand. I wasn't trying to give you all that money at one time. I need to get that money back from you.
I don't think you understand.
$10. That's it. The other $90 blown to be. I ain't get my change back from you.
I'm not giving you no change back. That $90 was a damn tip. I'm not giving you back.
Don't nobody be giving you no damn $100 at one time. What's wrong with you?
I'm not giving you no damn $90 back. Damn, you should watch what you was doing. Cause you should.
You gonna give me my $90? Look, I done already told you. I wasn't even trying to give you this money. I was trying to give you $10. That's what I was trying to give you.
I'm not giving you a damn thing back. You're not getting nothing. Hell, you should be at home with your wife and your kids.
Hey, lady, listen. You don't even understand what's going on right here.
Lady, my you should have been there.
I wasn't trying to. Wasn't nobody trying to give you no money. This is a misunderstanding. I need to get my $100 back. Now, look, I'm already saying I was given 10, but 90 of that belonged to me.
I'm not giving you no damn money. Have you lost your mind? You calling me, waking me up, talking about giving you $90. I'm not giving you that. Have you lost your mind?
I'm going to give you a tip, but I ain't giving you no $90 tip.
You did. You got no
$100. I'm giving you a $10. Hey, lady, look. I'm not finna sit here and go at it with you all this. Look, I wanna get my $90 back from you.
No, first of all, if you call me late one more time, I'ma come find you and kick your ass. Second of all, I'm not giving you no damn $90 back. Thanks for the tip. You should have been there in the first place, like I said. Kick your ass at home next time.
Hey, lady, on the real, I ain't trying to go back and forth with you. I'm saying is it's been a mistake. I wasn't trying to give you no $100. All right, so when I give you a $100 bill, that was a mistake. I just want my money back. Ain't nobody tripping with you. Give me my money back.
I'm not giving you a damn thing back. I'm not giving you back. That's your problem. You need to go home and tell your wife what you did with the extra $90.
Say, so you're not trying to get your swap. I told you I want my $90 back.
I'm not giving you a thing. I'm not going to come find me then. Come find me. Come find me. Come find me then. If you want to
drop
my money back, come find me.
You gotta be nice to you. You're not trying to get your for behind $90. I want my money from you.
What my? I want you. Tell don't you bring your up in here. I'm gonna give you some of my random. No damn $90. I bet you that one.
When are you gonna pay me my $90?
I'm not giving you no damn $90. So don't ask me that. No. I'm not giving you no $90. Thank you for the damn tip. You ain't getting.
You gonna give me my $90. You gonna do that?
You coming here for that? I'm gonna want your change back. Please, you better get your off my phone before I come cut you. What the do you think I have? Don't call me with that.
Hey, I got one more thing I want to tell you. You listen to me?
Hell no, I'm still listening to your podcast.
Are you listening to me? I got one more thing I need to say to you.
No, you didn't kiss my.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
Hell no, don't call me with that. I ain't listening to you. I don't care a damn what you got to say. You can kiss my with your punk.
I said, I got one more thing to say to you. Are you
what
listening
you
to
say?
Me?
What you got to say? What is it? What is it?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Who is this?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Tommy.
They'll
make you get your ass killed. I'm going to cut you in.
You all right, baby? Are you all right?
No, I'll be all right when I kick your ass and that'd be good.
There it is. Change for 100. That's all I'm talking about. Tell me pranking. That's all Tommy doing. Just pranking.
Hop that prank back.
Hop that
prank. Yeah, run that prank. I mean, I keep saying that. Pull that prank up. Again.
All right, Carla. Carla.
Now, Carla ain't going to be this next to me in throwing these punches now. You ain't going to be that close.
I have to call the segment what it is.
It's run that prank back. Is
not
what
anymore.
It is.
Not anymore.
Well, you need Steve to hand it over to him.
Steve don't call no shots.
It's his show.
He don't call no prank shots.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today is election day in Alabama, so we got to talk
about
Alabama. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
You know what? You know what? I really do want to implore people to get out and vote.
Please, Steve.
But, you know, it's up to you. It's up to you. If you don't care, President Obama kept talking about these types of elections for 8 years. He kept talking about these type of elections, how important they are. You know the importance to Roy Moore, to the Republican cause, to the conservative cause. And it's not so much of that. You know what, man? Let me just speak on this honestly. I understand the conservative cause. Some of their causes are good. Some of them are not. Some of the Democratic causes are good. Some of them are not. I get it. Now, when you talk about Democrats and conservatives, on that side of the aisle, there are good people on each side of the aisle. The thoughts and the values are a little bit shaded and quite different when you look at it. So I don't have a problem with that. Here's why I draw the line. When you put party over your values, here is a conservative party who preaches values, who has ran this whole thing about values. Now, here's a man with several children, people who were children at the time, coming out saying he approached them in an inappropriate way. Here's a man who was, for a fact, banned from a mall.
Your ass can't go to the mall. Come on now. Really?
But
you can't go
to
the mall, but you
can
come to the Senate. It's just something is wrong here if you are call yourself a party of values. But if it's more important to seat this man in the Senate so Donald Trump's agenda can go forward, that's a sad, sad state that we've reached. Where, okay, you can't overlook Franken's faults, which, and I don't think you should, but you can't overlook his faults, but you can overlook the president's, and you can overlook Roy Moore. Now, something ain't jiving here.
What's
something
the difference?
Ain't jiving
Come
here.
Come on, Alabama.
You
y'all better
heard
than that.
The president say what he said. You heard it. You heard it. You heard him make, you saw him make fun of disabled people. You saw it. You heard him call the NFL players sons of bitches. You heard it. Okay, he in the White House. Al Franken did what he did. He's got to resign. Got it. But to vote this man in under the allegations that he's under, and I'm not saying one thing is worse than the other, but I'll tell you what, though. When you start messing around with kids, that, look, man, two grown people having a conversation and a dude say something inappropriate, that ain't cool. I got that. But, dog, man, you had the same conversation with a kid? Hold up, partner. A 16-year-old, a 15-year-old. If you had the same conversation that a man can lose his job for having with a grown woman, if you can keep your job and you'd have had that same damn conversation with some kids, man, come on, man. Somebody's wrong.
Come on, Alabama. Seriously. Y'all got to be better than that.
Come on, Alabama. You got to get out and vote.
Alabama, y'all got to
You have to vote today. This is a man who said that when America was great again was during slavery.
Slavery.
That ignorant ass mess right there.
How
ignorant of a statement can you make?
Can you believe he said that?
I know we had slavery, but our country had direction and values. Yeah, you had direction. You had us ass over here working like we were animals for no pay. You call that direction? Come on, man, get out of here. Get out of here, man. You got to be kidding. The sad thing is, this could go down in Alabama. I don't know how I'm going to feel.
Get out and vote. Get out and vote. Steve, why don't you introduce Miss Ann right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is. Our voice of reason and fact. No fake news here, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, guys. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, a man who police say deployed an explosive device in New York City's Port Authority terminal yesterday, injuring himself and three other people, was originally from Bangladesh. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the incident may have been prevented if President Trump's immigration policies were in effect.
This attack underscores the need for Congress to work with the president on immigration reforms that enhance our national security and public safety. We must protect our borders. We must ensure that individuals entering our country are not coming to do harm to our people. And we must move to a merit-based system of immigration.
27-year-old Kayed Allah came to the U.S. 7 years ago by way of so-called chain migration that provides visas for family members of U.S. residents or citizens. That's something the president wants to end. Three women who previously accused Donald Trump of sexual harassment went on NBC's Megyn Kelly show yesterday. One of them, former Miss America contestant Samantha Halsey, says she was extremely disappointed by the results of last year's election.
Heartbreaking last year when we all, you know, we're private citizens. And for us to put ourselves out there to try and show America who this man is and especially how he views women, and for them to say, meh, we don't care. It hurt.
Speaking of elections, yes, what Steve and they were talking about, voters in Alabama go to the polls today to pick a U.S. Senate replacement for U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The Republican candidate Roy Moore is an accused child molester, a racist. That's apparently better than being a Democrat, though, to evangelical Christians and according to President Trump, who taped a robocall to support him.
I need Alabama to go vote for Roy Moore. It is so important.
The Democrat, Doug Jones, who's supported by many people, including NBA great Charles Barkley, who's been down there campaigning for him, he prosecuted the Klansman who planted the bomb in the 16th Street Baptist Church that killed four little black girls. Doug Jones is the prosecutor on that. Sad news, pioneering black journalist Simeon Booker has died at age 99. The award-winning newsman was the first full-time African-American reporter for the Washington Post. He said he left after 2 years because his colleagues on the Washington Post wouldn't even sit next to him for lunch. He was Washington bureau chief, later for Jet and Ebony magazines for decades, about 40 years. He's credited with bringing the horrific story of 14-year-old Emmett Till's murder to the nation. Simeon Booker died Sunday in Solomons, Maryland, and once again was 99 years old. Finally today, National Ding-a-ling Day and National Unmentionables Day. Woo, woo. We'll be back 20 minutes after the hour with Eugene the Butterfly. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, time for you to introduce the butterfly, and then Steve introduce you. I don't know how this order goes.
I'm not Shirley's getting not involved with it anymore. Go ahead, Jay.
Do you know the butterfly? Because I do. I do, I do, I do, I do. Know the butterfly. Do you know the butterfly? Because I do. I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Oh, I do, oh, too. I know the butterfly. I do, too. I often wonder why. I do, too. I know the butterfly. I do, too. And I often wonder why. The butterfly.
Good morning. I never can tell when to get in. Good morning, everyone. Steven, Tommy, Junior, Carla, J. Anthony Brown. Good morning to everyone.
I didn't believe they stopped.
Morning, butterfly. Flap on. Flap on.
Very, very good. Steven, we're getting down to the nuts and bolts of everything. I really need you to hurry up and give me some money for the Christmas party because I don't have a budget, and I'm trying to do it by this Friday for
how
everyone to come
need?
Out. I could do it for
$3,500 for an office Christmas party?
But anyway. So, Steven, could you possibly allot me $3,500?
For how many people?
I accounted.
For the staff,
the
right?
The staff, like 10.
$3,500 for 10 people.
Well, I can't do the menu unless I know I got the money. So I'm just thinking, if he give me the money, I'm going to get some Swedish meatballs.
Okay.
I love that.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get some of those little sausages that they have. The little hors d'oeuvres. So I want the toothpicks in them. I'll get some of those. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get some, what else?
What else? It's just all meat?
Some hot dogs. Hot dog, no buns. Just no buns. Just the meat.
That's $350 per person.
Per person. Yeah, you talking about some hot dogs and meatballs?
Well, we could. Now, we could do some
party for $350 for 10 people.
Yeah. We could do some steaks. Now, we could do steaks.
For 10 people,
that's
though.
More meat?
You get some, you $35, you get a whole pack of leg quarters.
But, I mean, I don't mind you all making suggestions on different things. I could change, alter it. But we have to have a Sweetie Sweet Bob.
$500? That's a lot. Where's the eggnog? Where are the cookies?
We're going to get the eggnog. We're going to get the cookies. We're going to have a lot of drinks and stuff. But I'm just saying, the meat. I'm all about the meat. You got to have that meat going out. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to have a smorgasbord of meat.
Steve, are you going to give the butterfly $3,500?
Oh, since you're talking to me, Carla, absolutely not.
No. Why you couldn't say nothing to me and I'm standing right here?
Yeah, I ain't studying you. Carla, no. I won't be dollar. Not a single dollar. Why don't he just throw it? He got $3,500. Get it from
That's
Tommy.
A lot of money, butterfly.
Well, $5,000 gone.
Don't get me started on here. I don't want to talk about that.
$5,000 gone. You talking about on the race?
You don't want to hear it.
Comedy Roulette coming up at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for Comedy Roulette. Jay, you want to explain it real quick?
It's very simple. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. Our comedy ability gets tested every week. Tell you mm-hmm. what you do. Give us five subjects. Put them on a wheel. Spin the wheel. When the wheel stop, we'll do the damn thing. And we'll do it fast.
All right, here we go. I got the categories. All right, first one. I think this eggnog has gone bad.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
That sucks.
Oh, you don't like that one? All right. No. Now, that's a thin-ass Santa. Next one, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. I know three.
People don't decorate like they used to, and there's nothing under the tree. Let's go spin the wheel, Crystal.
What you think is unstoppable?
I don't care.
I don't know. Which one? Ho, ho, ho.
People don't decorate like they used to. Uh-oh. Let's go, fellas.
People don't. They don't decorate.
Decorate?
Like people used to go all out back in the day. Remember them big hot-ass light bulbs they used to put on the tree? Them big ones.
Yeah.
Them big 60-watters. Man, yeah. You didn't have to use heat during the wintertime. Just light up your tree, and your whole living room was heated, man. Yeah. You don't go all out like
they
that.
They don't go all out like they used to. Yeah.
Each one of them lights look like a tablespoon.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that light.
I tell you why they don't decorate like they used to. You know, you go to the neighborhood and all the houses be lit up. Get stuff all in the yard. Who is the lazy person that just lit a bush? Who did that? They just put lights on their bush.
They didn't lay them on it.
They threw them on there. Ain't no padding to them. Then they go right back in the house. Like, we supposed to clap for this.
You mad at them, Junior?
What you got?
I remember when you used to actually get your tree flocked. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
When they take the white stuff and spray it on your tree. You took the time to wait to get your tree flocked. Now they just put a raggedy green tree in the living room, and that's it.
Just sitting there. They don't care. They don't care.
White
like
flock
to.
Tree.
What happened to them little bitty wreaths that they used to hang in the window with the one candle in the middle of the wreath?
Oh, man.
But it was electric, and it flickered.
And it flickered.
What asset? Yeah. I missed them. We had them in all three of our windows.
Yeah.
You got a nativity scene in your living room, but none of the wise men's got hands because it done broke off. But you don't care. They all sitting on camels, but ain't none of the wise men.
None of the gifts.
They ain't got no hands. The hands done fell off.
I tell you what, you ever walked in somebody's house for Christmas, you going over there, and you look over there at the Christmas tree, and you can see the metal pole in the middle. Why?
Boy.
Why y'all didn't put all the pieces on the damn tree? We sitting here looking. I can see.
The tree is so dry. It ain't got no water.
Ain't no, what is going on here?
This trifling Christmas tree.
This trifling Christmas tree.
All the little bristles done fell on the ground. You ain't put no water in the tree.
The lights is weighing down branches. What?
Well, you remember them silver sickles?
Tinsels.
Little tinsels we used to throw all over the tree and make it hang.
Yeah.
And that at the end, you take them out one at a time and put them back in the box. You
said yes.
Save it for next year.
Hell
yeah.
Last one.
People don't decorate.
Remember
like
the nativity scene that used to get put outside in the yard?
Yes.
Yeah.
But nice. Every time you pass by a hood nativity scene, you had to explain it to the kids because items was always missing.
What was the explanation, Steve?
First of all, the wise men walked because we didn't have the money for the camels. Secondly, we couldn't use a baby Jesus this year because Belinda wanted a Cabbage Patch doll, so that's in a box for her. Mother Mary and Joseph is two pictures of Deacon Patterson and Sister Porter.
You stupid.
I got pictures in the yard.
Or pictures in Herb.
Patterson and Porter.
All right, people, don't decorate like they used to. Good job.
No, and ain't no hay in the manger. It's just look like burlap sacks laid out. Oh, no, we didn't have money for the hay.
Prank call coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, we have today's crazy strawberry letter. But right now, come on, nephew, what you got? Prank phone call.
Carla, you know about this, and I know about this, because my little girl's a cheerleader, and yours is, too. This right here, bottom of the pyramid.
Oh, you know we got a cheer competition this weekend.
That's that bass. Ain't this what it's called, a bass, right?
Tasha's a backspot.
Bottom of the pyramid. Here it is.
George Wallace's mama's
bottom. Your baby weighs so
much. In fact, she is a pyramid by herself.
Will y'all stop?
Well, you know, look, if your baby big, your baby can't be the one getting tossed.
The flyer.
Yeah, your baby can't be the
flyer. Don't get mad. Your baby's too big.
Yeah, don't get mad
because,
you know, your baby 14.
We can't throw the
big baby. We just can't. I love it, Megaphone. Steve, I love it. Come on. Jay, what did you say?
Well, I'm sorry. Let's not try that again. The big baby's too big, all right? Big baby on the bottom, all right? Here we go.
The little baby can't hold a big baby. Bottom of the pyramid. Here it is.
Hello?
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 Yeah, can you hear me? I'm trying to reach Angela. Angela.
Hang on just a second. Let me turn it down. Okay, hi. Who are you trying to reach?
I'm trying to reach Angela. Is this Angela?
Oh, yeah, this she.
Hi, Angela. This is Chip. Chip, I'm the new camp director for the cheerleading camp for the summer.
Oh, hi, Chip. What can I do for you?
Just wanted to give you a courtesy call. Your daughter, you got her signed up for 4 weeks with the camp, right?
Yep. For June, yep.
This is you guys' third year being a part of the camp?
Yep, and she's really excited. She loves coming to the camp, and we think it's a great thing for her to be involved in. What's up?
Okay, you guys just finished the whole cheerleading season, too. Am I right? The competition season?
Yes, just coming off of that.
Right, right. Okay, well, we're getting ready for the summer, and everybody's excited about coming out and being a part of what's going on. So here's what I wanted to give you a little bit. Like I said, I'm the new camp director. I was just starting this job. I got a few notes that were given to me about so I wanted to give you a call and see if I could talk to you about it.
A few notes given to you about
Yeah, just a couple what? Notes. I don't think it's anything that we can't make sure is okay.
What kind of notes?
Well, it's been brought to my attention that some of the parents whose daughters are out there as well, they're going to be there this summer, are a little concerned about her being on top of the pyramid, that she's is a little heavy. Should she
Wait. Hold. You calling me about some other parents and said about how big my child is or how much my child weighs? Is that what you're calling me about?
What I wanted to let you know was we're going to put as a base, or we're going to put her as a...
Oh, no, you ain't going to put no base. I done already paid my money. And what you say your name is? Chip? And how long have you been the director? Because I was just up there 2 weeks ago, and they told me that she was going to be in the same position that she was last year, because that is what worked. That's the formation that worked. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, supposedly some of the girls are complaining that she's too heavy to hold up. So that seems to be the problem in there. They're not getting a strong enough pyramid. And I'm going to
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know well she ain't the biggest one out there. Have you been out there? My child is not the biggest child out there. When did you start? Because obviously you have not seen these cheerleaders. It is some baby sumos I felt.
Okay, hang on a second. Angela, I want you to calm down a bit.
No, ain't nobody going to calm down because I done already paid my money, and this that I be talking about. What parents? What Harrison said something. Is it Carrie?
Ma'am, I'm not going to state who it is, but let's just say it was several.
These parents that's got something to say about my child and her position on the cheerleading squad? Because if you ain't finna fuck up no name, then I don't understand what you calling me about. I tell you one thing, when she get out there, I done paid my money, she better not be on no base. She better be in the air. I guarantee you that. Right now, I'd have been hanging with these
listen to me, Angela,
and ain't nobody
Angela.
Said nothing to me about and her
Angela.
Weight and all this.
Okay, Angela, can you hear me? I just wanted you to hear me clearly. I haven't seen these young ladies yet. Once I see them, I will critique what I think.
Well, then you don't even need to be calling me because you ain't even seen nothing. So you calling me with some he said she from some other parents that's been skinning and grinning in my face, and they now one of these said nothing to me. They done been in my house. We done had parties over here with this competition every weekend, every other day, and they couldn't say nothing to me about my baby. I tell you what, why don't you call your girls on the three-way, Mr. Chip? If you can't call them on the three, never mind, I got them numbers. I call them on the three-way.
Okay. Look, ma'am, all I wanted to do is make you aware of the possibility that she may be a back.
Well, thank you. You have made me aware, and I guarantee you that if I bring my big yellow up there and come to the practice, I guarantee you she won't be no base. How much you want to bet on that, Mr. Chip?
Look, you're going to quit hollering at me. And I told you I would try to take a look at these girls, but I tell you what, your daughter's going to be a base or she's going to be a back support, whichever I decide she's going to do.
Who in the f*** do you think you hollering at, Mr. Chip? That's not how this is going to go down. As a matter of fact, Ms. Chip, are you at the registration table today?
I'm here now while people are registering. Yes, I am.
Let me turn this around. I tell you what, I'm on my way up there. Why don't you and them parents that's been complaining, why don't all y'all come to the table and we going to have come to Jesus meeting about where going to be for this coming up season? Because I'm not going to tolerate this. I done told you, I done paid my money, and this high is going down.
Has gained weight.
What is it to you whether gained weight or not? What does that have to do with her cheerleading?
Do you agree that probably bigger than most of the girls on the team?
It's not bigger than most of the girls on the team. Monique's daughter is bigger than and she wasn't no base last year. They hiked up so gonna get up too. We all just gonna be big and plump up in the air. I done turned around and I'm headed to your little registration table.
Okay,
so you better be ready.
Before you get here, there's something else I need to tell you.
You ain't gotta tell me a thing. All you gotta do is have you and the parents around that table when I get there, because I'm on my way up there right now. Then y'all can say all y'all gotta say in my face.
Okay, well I wanna before you get here, I just wanna let you know this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey.
Who this is on this phone? Wait. Hold on. What did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh. I'll be God. Oh, Lord. Who put
Rochelle. There's another parent named Rochelle. She told me y'all are good friends out there.
So she want a prank call, huh? All right, we're going to see. The season starts. I'm going to hide her daughter uniform. She ain't going to be able to perform. If that will be looking for hers. How about that? Since y'all want a prank call me.
Oh, man. Hey, let me ask you something, baby. What is the baddest, the baddest radio show in the land?
None other than the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
She wasn't having it.
No.
She was not having it.
No, she wanted them cheer moms like me. Very vocal.
Uncle Steve, they take it so serious, man. I've been to the cheerleading competition.
We do.
These parents, man, I don't know if they didn't get to be the cheerleader they wanted to be. What is it called? Because y'all trying to live
through
these kids.
I look at it this way. My daughter had a little problem with my grandson playing basketball. If you don't speak up for your child, nobody else will.
That's right.
And that's basically what it is. That's all it is.
You don't want your child to get played. You ain't going to
play. No.
Jay, if your baby 130, your baby can't be at the top.
My mama, if you heard me, she going to talk about your baby.
That's it. But that's
trying
not,
to throw
that's...
a fat ass in the air. Ain't nobody babies. They even broke two of the baby's arms trying to catch this little fat heifer.
Tell you what, we just all getting in line and let her just walk by. How about that? Just let her walk by.
Do you guys think
she got the chill?
Yeah.
Why
don't
she be a flag girl? You know, Alabama State got the honeybees. Why don't she join the honeybees? I don't give a damn if she ain't but eight. She's still big enough to be a honeybee.
Are the flag girls always a little thicker?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. No, they'd be nice, man. I like it's something for all of the women to be able to do. You know, you can't just, everybody
Kirby
can't be
girls,
the little bitty size
girls.
Zero and
nah,
two.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Right.
I've always liked the flag. I like the honeybee.
Hey, Jay, can I borrow your megaphone?
You know.
What you need me to say, I'll take it. What is it?
Competition. All right, we got the strawberry letter coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, today's strawberry letter is up next, and it's a crazy letter. But first, Steve, I want you to please tell our voters. We have listeners in Mobile, Alabama, Birmingham, Montgomery.
Pritchett.
Get out and vote today. Please, Steve, encourage
Listen,
everyone.
Man, I don't, you know, look, they've got it narrowed down. They've done an amazing spin on the state of Alabama, which has some really, really good people in it, man. But they've done an amazing spin nationally on this campaign. And so that nobody takes blame for it, they're all saying we're going to have to let the voters of Alabama decide. Okay, cool. We got that. What happened to the outcry of he can't run for senator based on these allegations? And until he can prove them all not to be true, this guy can't be a senator right now. I just don't see that. But you have a choice. There's a guy named Doug Jones on the Democratic Party. Now, he does not. Here's a tricky part. He does not have the same political ideology that does the conservative man, Roy Jones. But if you look at what Roy Jones has said.
Roy Moore.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I apologize. Roy Moore has said it's really some disturbing thing. The last time America was great, I know we had slavery, but we had direction then. Something's wrong with that. He talks about gay people in a negative tone. There's something wrong with that. See, the stance that conservatives and take on gay people. Are you trying to tell me that there are no gay conservatives or Republicans? That's what you're trying to tell me? Are you kidding me? It's so hypocritical what they're saying.
It is.
What they've done. It's completely hypocritical, y'all. It don't make no sense to sit up here and get on your high horse and try to play this righteousness. All of them hire illegal immigrants. All of them. All of them talk about gays shouldn't be able to do this and act like ain't none of them gay. Are you kidding me? This is so foul on so many levels. Now you got one that come out and just said the last time America was great, we had slaves. Hell, damn.
Unbelievable.
That's what they talk
They say
about.
It all the time. Now, you going to vote for this man? This is crazy. Come on, Alabama. And 16 ain't no age of consent either. That's a child.
Well, get out and vote today. Today is election day. Let your voice be heard, Alabama. Don't let us down. All right, Steve, I know you're heated, but we got to switch gears. It's time, nephew. Strawberry letter.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
Yeah, well, Shirley ain't here, so
go ahead.
So
man.
Country.
Subject: my husband donated his sperm to his ex.
You should have gave a warning on this one.
Hello, Steve and Shirley. I just found out that my husband has a 2-year-old child with his ex-wife. When I confronted him about the child, he told me it wasn't his child, it was a tube baby. He says she is a product of IVF.
You know, that's what's...
In vitro fertilization. Okay, that what you want to go with? Okay, cool.
That's what it is.
Okay. And that he has documentation to prove it. When I asked him why with his ex-wife, he just said that she asked him to donate his sperm and that she was his first wife and never been with no other man but him, so he agreed. He says he has no ties to this baby or his ex because she's a single parent and it was in the agreements. Of course, I don't believe it. I left him. We've been married 4 years. I also spoke about having children. He would say the Lord would provide them when it's the right time. In depression and contemplating suicide, now he realizes what he lost and wants me back. He says if he can only turn back time, he never had the intentions of hurting the only special thing that's ever happened in his life. I spoke to him about divorce. It's been very difficult to make a wise decision because deep down I still love him. I need advice and someone else's opinion to make a final decision. Wow.
Come on.
Carla, you want to say something?
Yeah, I'll say something.
Go ahead.
Okay, so your husband donates his sperm to his ex-wife so she can have a baby. Just because the baby is a product of IVF, he probably thought it was cool. After all, he wasn't going to actually have sexual intercourse with his ex. But at the end of the day, your husband fathered a child with his ex-wife. And to add insult to injury, you wanted to have children and your husband tells you to wait on the Lord. Mm. I know you love him, but how can you ever trust your husband again?
My opinion is letters. I found out that my husband had has a 2-year-old child with his ex-wife. When I confronted him about the child, he told me it wasn't his child. It was a tube baby. That's a good one.
I'm just going to roll with that.
He says she is a product of IVF, mm-hmm. in vitro fertilization. I think IVF stands for I eventually found out. Because that's what didn't happen. You've been married 4 years. You eventually found out that the 2-year-old. How did you find out? See, if he has no contact, no ties with the baby or his ex, mm-hmm. how did you ever find out that it was his baby? That's my only question in this letter.
Yeah,
I don't want to promote divorce to you because in this letter you says, it's been very difficult to make a wise decision because deep down I still love him. I need advice mm-hmm. and someone else's opinion to make a final mm-hmm. decision. Well, guess what? Steve don't want to be the one to say, yeah, you ought to divorce him. Here's the deal. Let's just say this is the truth, that he had IVF, that he donated his sperm to his ex-wife.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And they have this baby. Uh-huh. You still love the man. Is that grounds to leave him? If there was no sexual intercourse, if he just donated the sperm, is that grounds to break up your marriage and leave him over? If you still love the man and he still wants you back, here's the only thing. It's a couple of things. So, see, that's why I can't just push for divorce because maybe what the brother's saying is true. Do it sound crazy? Yeah. But do we say some crazy mess?
Yeah. Sound like a good lie.
Yeah. Need that. Now, here's the only thing I don't want you to listen to this line right here. She says, in depression and contemplating suicide, now he realized what he lost and wants. Okay, stop. Listen to me. I have never heard of such a man. Men, we ain't that heartbroken. We gonna commit suicide.
Wow. I ain't got that kind of love.
He might be depressed, but contemplating suicide?
Mm-hmm.
I still cannot push for divorce in this. I'm sorry I can't. Because this IVF story could be real. You don't believe him, but he says he has documentation to prove it. That's all you got to do is get the documentation and see. And then see where his head was at. And if it still don't make no sense to you, then you make your own decision.
Steve will have part two of his response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's get to it. Part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
You know, my husband donated his sperm to his ex. The subject is crazy.
It's crazy.
What you doing? See, first of all, as a wife, I understand her pain.
I do.
Husband, sperm, ex.
Wife.
All that in the same sentence.
That don't work.
Gotta go.
See.
Gotta go.
Once, you can say husband and ex in the sentence. Mm-hmm. Once you throw sperm in the sentence.
That's what you stuck
on. Sperm. Changes everything. Because we all know where that come from.
This ain't the goal from the ex-girlfriend. This ain't that.
Yeah. When I asked him why his ex, he just said she asked him to donate his sperm. And that she was his first wife, had never been with no other man but him. So he agreed. First of all, you having these types of conversations with your ex. Why are you married?
He's a priority for him.
See, he done got himself out there way.
I can see if the ex asked the wife now.
Well, he did it.
That's what I'm saying. He took it
down. He went down there and gave it to her.
Nah, man, she can't trust him. She can't trust him.
He went in that room.
Now, that's if that's true. That's a bit far-fetched.
What?
For the wife to believe, though. But if he has documented the part about he went down there to the clinic, this was all, it's a two.
You think he took it to the house and gave it to him?
Yeah.
You got to go.
I think he made that donation.
Yeah. In that back room.
Yeah. I think that donation got made the right way.
Intercourse?
I think, this is just me now.
What you think, dog? What you think?
I think the real thing jumped.
Yeah, I think they tore that whole house up.
Yeah. I'm the one last time.
Yeah, yeah.
How about, since you're on the phone talking anyway, how about for old time's sake?
One good monkey flip.
How about one last try?
Yeah.
Even more reason she should leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Run at me like you Mary Lou Retton and just flip five times and
right. Hit the pommel horse and Mary, do a one and a half gainer and then come down.
There you go.
Gymnastics?
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Steve, we got to go. You can email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. You can go to steveharvey.com, steveharveyfm.com, and post your comments today. Switching gears, comedian, you guys know Hannibal Buress.
Oh, you guys know
who that is?
That's the guy who did the routine about Bill Cosby and brought all the attention toward Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Look at Jeanette.
Well, let me tell you about Hannibal Buress. He was arrested in Miami over the weekend. The video showed handcuffed Buress challenging the two officers to give reason why he was being detained. Hannibal's speech seemed slurred, but some folks are saying that's kind of how he talks regularly. But anyway, the comedian's encounter continued as he refused to get in the police car. Ultimately, the officers physically forced him into the car, and officers on the scene told Hannibal that he was being arrested for trespassing. Later, a jail officer says that he is being charged with disorderly intoxication, and Buress bonded out for $500 and was released.
Who's in jail now?
I would like to talk to you about getting in the police car.
Let me tell you something. First of all, once they handcuff you, you got to get in the car.
Yeah, you're going.
Now, I don't know what un-black moment you have, but you need to, because see, you potentially could have led yourself into a real dangerous situation, which goes to show maybe you could have been under the influence, maybe not. I don't know what the case is. But once you're handcuffed,
that's a wrap.
You ain't getting in the car. Oh, partner, you getting in the car. But all you're doing now is compiling charges. Because now it's resisting arrest, unlawful, it's unruly conduct, disturbing the peace. And you got to get in that car when they cuff you, partner.
I would like to call my mama too to get me out of the jail.
I would like to make a phone.
Wouldn't it bring you a
Are y'all saying this is what Bill
is saying? Bill Cosby's happy as hell.
See, he the one.
Come back at you.
See, well, he is the one that's credited for kind of bringing all this up about Bill Cosby and about 2014 or something like that?
You know what this is, Steve? It's another 20 minutes of material. That's all it is.
That's what you're getting at this story?
Every comedian,
look at that.
Any comedian's ever been
what
through
can I
anything.
Get out of that? What can I get out of that? That's about 7 minutes right there.
Man, did y'all hear about when they arrested me? Let me tell you what, because everybody going to know.
Everybody know you got arrested.
Oh, okay. So that's how
I saw the video. Oh, that's how he gonna open. Okay, let me just talk about the elephant in the room. Let's just get this out the way before we start the show.
I'm out on bail.
Please don't let no fights break out. I got a warrant.
I ain't supposed to be in a club.
He gonna start the show with that. Every comedian that's ever been through anything, after a while they make a joke out of it. He got his ass in that car.
Well, the officer pushed him in that car. He got in
there. All right, Mr. Funny Man, you need to get your ass in the car before this gets ugly, okay?
Did his head hit the top part, Junior? Because normally your head hits the top part.
They ducked his head.
I love when they say, watch your head.
Watch your head.
Watch your head.
You heard what Donald Trump said? Stop holding the head. Just push him in there. Rough him up.
That's what he said?
The president of the United States said that. Yeah. Yes. Hey, don't all that duck in their head. Skip all that. Rough them up.
But you know what, Steve? Every black person know to watch their head. Every black person.
He ain't got to tell
him. Immediately.
Talking trash, still get in the car.
It's all right, though. Hold on.
Every brother know when you get cuffed, just get in the car, man.
Get in the car, man.
The struggle is over.
Yeah. Well. Just get in the car.
Well, they said he was he bonded out for $500 and was released.
Yeah, dude, he had a show to do that night.
Yeah, he still got a court date, Carter. he out. Court date. Uh-huh. But he still got that court date.
And he was cracking jokes in jail, trust me.
Wow. Well, coming up, the fellas are here. You guys are going to talk about hair rules.
Yeah, it's some rules out there.
Yeah. Some rules
it need to be addressed. Yeah. A lot of people don't know about it.
Need to be addressed. And the people who don't have hair should be allowed ones to put these rules out there. You're absolutely right. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, hair rules coming up at 41 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, guys. Jay, what is this?
It's very simple. Hair Steve, rules. Tommy, y'all know. Look, we don't hate on people who have hair.
We
don't have hair. But it's just there's some hair rules out there that you got to abide by. That's all we
hair
say.
Rules?
Hair rules that you need to live by, even though you have hair. Like, for instance, if you got an afro, that's nice. But people should be able to go to the movies and see around your afro. That's all I'm saying. You can't block up four or five people seeing because of your afro. That's all I'm saying. Tommy, you got one, man?
Oh, man. Jay, this the one that bothers me.
Now, I want to disagree with that one before we go too far into this.
What?
Because this my fro. And if you want to not get blocked, you need to get there early, get seat of your choice.
Yeah, well, hold
you
up.
Do, but then the afro come in.
You're taking up too much space.
I'm just telling you, ain't nobody cutting their afro for you.
Sit in the back, damn it. Yes.
You ain't sitting in the back no damn way. Yes. I put the fro on for you to see.
I didn't pay
and this is baldhead people talking.
Fros and hats in the back.
That's all.
Y'all hating on the afros?
No, we're not hating.
Yeah. Cause he bald headed, him and Tommy. But I'm the bald headed man. And speak up for Big Fro.
Well, speak up for this one. This is the one that bothered me. You can't have gray hair on your head and then a jet black beard. You see what I'm saying? That just come on.
I disagree with that too. Yes, you can. Cause just for men is made just for that.
Ooh, my husband wears it too.
You gotta pick a color now. We need all of it to be one color.
Yeah, pick one. Dye both of them, damn it. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
Or let both of them go gray. That's all. That's all. All right.
That's some hair on the hair, boy.
You got one?
What else?
I'll tell you a hair rule I don't like.
Come on, Junior.
You ain't never had waves. You not finna get waves. So stop brushing, leaving bristles in my car seat.
You sick of it, Junior?
I don't know how hard you pressing down, dog, but it's not coming.
Steve, you speaking on that one? Yeah, are you defending that one, man?
I don't know. I don't need to know that one. That makes sense.
You ain't gonna ever get away.
Okay.
So they be talking and brushing, dog. Yeah, but you racing bristles. How hard is you pressing?
Just scratching your head.
They not.
That's all you doing. You just scratching your head.
You scratching your head.
I hear you.
All right, Steve, you got one? You got one?
White men do comb overs where they take some of their hair off the left side, grow it long enough to swipe it over on the right side to get an appearance that they have hair in the top. Rule of hair. Black people don't try that.
Don't you?
That is not for you.
Ain't no comb over.
Yeah, don't try to comb over. Gonna part your hair and then start brushing it all to that area. You're gonna look like a fool.
You can't
just
do a
like
comb over
do.
If there ain't no leftover. I hear you, Steve.
Hello.
Let me do this one. Here's
come
another.
On.
Look. Your eyebrows are not supposed to touch. I don't give a damn.
Unibrow.
Steve, is it yay or nay with you on this one, man?
Some unibrows have to let go. Anthony Davis.
He got his beard.
It looked like a long line across your head. That is not a good
Okay, hang on, Jay.
You want a space, Jay?
Give me a space in between.
Okay, Junior, give me that brush you just had. Give me that brush.
Okay.
All right.
if your hair is the same grade as Kevin Durant.
Texture, holla.
Listen, listen. You're going to have to do. I need you to get it as low as possible. And then get to brushing. I do. I need you
and
to work with
and keep the
that.
Brush with you.
Okay. When you come to the bench, when they call timeout, grab your brush. Grab your brush during timeout.
Wear it around your neck and just tuck it in.
Like a chain.
Like a chain.
Tuck your brush in your shirt. And then come out with it.
Come on.
When it time.
Come on.
Whenever there's a moment, brush it.
Who next?
Who is it? Steve, go.
You go ahead.
Growing hair is wonderful. The ability to grow hair is wonderful. But this is for men that's over 45. Growing it in your nose and your ears
Man,
is
I was just about to say that.
Damn, dog. Listen to me.
I got a partner.
You look up his nostril, it's just all gray hair. Hey, dog, they got a device that you can buy at CVS. Tweezer man. It's a little electronic thing. Just go and get the nose hair and get that hair out your ear. If you want to age yourself,
that ear?
Ear hair and nose hair is the quickest thing that says to a woman, he old as hell and don't care.
First sign.
That ear look like a porcupine, don't
you? Yeah. I agree, Steve.
Because you cannot have hair in your ear, man. Groom yourself,
nose
dog.
Nose hair be long.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay.
Look here. Okay, I got. Can I speak to our white friends? Because we do have white listeners who listen to the show.
We do.
We got white listeners.
Let me tell you something. We're going to let you wear braids. We don't care. When you go to Jamaica, you want to braid your hair up, enjoy yourself. Let the people make that money. But as soon as you're on your way back here.
On that plane.
You get need to get that stuff out of your head.
Taking that hair down.
You need to start taking,
get between somebody's legs in between and a row before you. And
this is your captain speaking. When the white people start taking the braids out their hair.
As soon as we hit 10,000 feet, you need to be between somebody's legs. Yeah,
do not
get that
customs.
Hair taken down.
Don't get the customs with this hair still in your head.
Go ahead, Steve.
I'm down.
I love that.
Well, y'all know that one true.
I have to just agree with that one.
Yeah. That's
you're going to offend a lot of people when you get back.
Yeah. Bo Derek about the only one we let have them, bro.
Yeah,
we didn't let her. She surprised us.
But she was on an island, though.
She was on an island.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, you got a schedule for us, Santa Claus? Busy?
Yeah.
What is this about now?
This is just about Santa Claus. Santa is busy.
Yeah.
And, you know, at some Macy's department stores, you got to make an appointment to see Santa. That avoids all.
Yeah, because
they got that. Oh, by the way, my son has a Santa thing where you can go and see, too. Santa's
crash pad. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I'll give you that information right after I do this right here. My son, Jason Harvey, has Santa's crash pad for kids. This is Noah and Rose's daddy. He's got to think. That's how you famous for being they daddy. You got to think of stuff like this when you got two little kids. So here we go.
Cute.
Now, because Santa's so busy, some of the Macy's department stores now, you got to make an appointment to see Santa. So I have the schedule right here.
Okay.
All right.
What time it going?
So.
Shut up, Junior.
Here it is. You listening?
We listening.
Yeah,
come on.
Hey, come on.
From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., Santa is going to see kids that have long lists.
Okay.
That's just from 9 to 11. Don't come in here after 11 with no long list. We're just doing long listers from 9 to 11.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And Santa is warning you this year, don't be repeating stuff you hear the other kids say, making your list longer. Just read your list to Santa. From
the long
list
is first. Get them out the way first, right?
Then at noon, starting at noon, Santa will see all the kids that are whiners.
Whiners?
You whine a lot.
Ooh, them whine.
I want to get... Shut your ass up and wait till noon.
This the Black Santa.
What time is the whiners?
What time the whiners, Steve?
That's 12 noon for the whiners. Not the whinings. The whiners.
The whiners.
The whiners. Oh, okay.
That's very different.
Okay. Uh-huh. Cut all that whining.
Now, between 3 and 5, this is important. Three and five, Santa gonna deal with the kids that just won't sit still.
Okay. Okay.
The kids that fidget.
Oh, the fidgeters.
The fidget kids.
And any children that might bite.
Bite.
Yeah. Because from 3 to 5, we're going to have the Black Santa sit in. Oh, and he going to deal with the kids and let the bite and sit your ass still. Bite. If you bite me, I'm going to bite you back. And, you know, you got to hear stuff like that. If you bite me, I'm going to bite you back.
Right? That's scary.
Sit your ass still. Sit your ass. Know how to grip them up.
Okay.
Okay, now. From then until 7, this is towards the end of the day.
Right.
Okay.
Come on.
From then, that'll be from 5 to 7, all loud criers and kids that's afraid of Santa. Gonna save your scary ass to later on in that day. So if you know your baby gonna holler loud, and is afraid of Santa, bring him every day. On that day we're gonna bring a skinnier Santa Claus in, so he ain't as imposing. Yeah, maybe cut down on some of the crying. But that's right after the Black Santa get through snatching up a couple kids and threatening them. Then listen very carefully, because this is critical.
Okay.
Right before closing. Now, we only going to take 10 of these a day, so you got to make an appointment. Only 10 of these a day.
Okay.
Very important. These are kids who pee on Santa.
What?
If your child...
Only taking 10 a day.
Pee on Santa. This is at the end of the day, and we're only going to take 10. Santa got some special gear made. We're going to switch him out from the skinny Santa, bring back fat Santa. But he ain't really that fat. It's just he got on a lot of absorbing clothes. Towards the end, 10 a day, that's all we doing, because we got enough absorbing pads on there where he can soak up 10 peas.
Okay.
So we're just doing 10. If your baby number 11 in line, he got to come back tomorrow. We'll try to get him in early. But it's at the end of the day. That way when Santa take his suit off, we can burn it.
Wow. I bet they get peed on a lot, huh?
I never thought about it.
I ain't even thought about it.
Yeah, you know he do.
So that's our schedule. So please, if your children fit in there anywhere, you know, you'll be able to know where your child fits in. All that loud ass crying and all that. You know when your child is going whiners. You know, kids with long lists. Just know where your child fit in. But especially those that pee on Santa. End of the day only.
Only 10 of them, though.
And 10 a day. Max.
Only 10 pees.
10.
And if your baby big, then we just going to do 9.
Big and big. Yeah, we're going to do 9.
That's a lot.
Right.
But if you
can't have
11.
Nobody breaking loose like a Great Dane.
Don't bring them peers up there early, because they're not going to see Santa at all,
They're not
right?
going to see Santa. And if you pee on Santa early, and we informed you about that, we will sue you.
You're going to sue the kids, the children?
No, we're going to sue the mama.
Yeah.
Because they know.
They know that they
baby we told you what time to bring the little...
He peed, didn't he, Steve?
All of this will be posted at Macy's.
Santa has a busy schedule.
Santa got a crazy list. That's what he got.
I
got
to come back. I can't get an answer later on.
What is Santa doing from noon to 3 after he sees the whiners?
Well, he going to take a break because he going to go smoke. That's a smoke break for 3 to 5. Hey, just a reminder, my son has got Santa's Crash Pad December 10th through the 26th. And for more details, go to santascrashpad.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, what you got?
Hey, it ain't oatmeal. It's oatmeal that I eat. It ain't Tommy.
Oh, what's up, oatmeal?
Don't confuse the two. Oatmeal, Steve Harvey, Junior.
What's up, boy?
Hey, look at you. Just want to drop this on your stage.
Hey, hold up, man. Hold up. Only one called oatmeal oat on this show is me. Now, Junior and Jay, you're going to have to find something else called because this my
that.
Dude.
I've been calling him oat. The hell? No one even knew that.
And, well, I'm just telling
Can
you
Can we call? All right, you call him oat?
This is nickname for me. It's just oat.
Can I say O?
Nah, you, whatever oatmeal, you want to do. Oatmeal.
How about meal? About oatmeal's name?
I mean, yeah, because y'all talk. I'm tired of here now.
Hey, look at you, Steve. I appreciate that, Steve. Appreciate that.
Thank you,
love,
man. I'm just
dog.
Trying to give you more meal. Love, man. What's
up, oatmeal?
That's my dog.
There you
junior
go, Junior.
Boy.
What up, cream of wheat?
See right there.
Hey, now, okay, Miss Hoy, what's wrong with your friend?
See, he about to call you boss meal.
Yeah, he ain't on here doing nothing but just plugging his stuff.
I don't say nothing about it.
Can I ask oatmeal a question?
Hey, look at you, Steve. I want you to hear my love. I got a little over something, a little over something. I always do something for Cribble Dye when I say. I just want to get your love on it, man. Here it is.
Well, it's a whole nother holiday season, man. We got all the good fixes and seasonings, man. Mama near me in the kitchen cooking it up. Baked chicken brisket, they hooking it up. Hot water cornbread with the pies and cakes. Salad dressing, macaroni falling off my plate. I wish somebody hurry up and just say grace. I'm already thinking about my second and third plate.
Gathered round the table, family is everything. Jingle bells, familiar smells, and all the things the season brings. Shiny lights, red, green, blue, and white. Mama's sweet potato pie. These are the things the holiday brings. Things that make your spirit sing.
With the kid, reminiscing, wishing he was in his 20s again. Ain't Beverly Tellman, stay away from the stove. Collard green, candy jam, cinnamon roll. Having fun, living life in exchange and gifts. Listen to Steve and Marvin, Gladys Knight in the Bills. Everybody gather round, it's a family affair. I wish it was a holiday, every day of the year.
Happy is your holiday.
Oatmeal, that's tight. Oatmeal,
yeah, I like
that's very
that.
Very good. Oatmeal,
that is fire.
That's fire.
Hey, look at you. Get it on iTunes right now.
That was nice, man.
Oatmeal and Allison Williams, baby. You can get it.
Hey,
on
Oatmeal,
iTunes.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Your friends, do you go eat?
Yeah, he a lot, ain't he?
Could we do a song together? Could we record something together? You know what I mean?
Oh no, I would love to. Nice. I would love to collaborate with you. Yeah. What I need to do though?
I'll get in touch with your people. I know you got people.
I got ragged ass Tommy, dog.
Yeah,
you do better
talk
with people.
Both y'all
right
got
now.
The same. Y'all really talking to each other. Y'all don't really.
Yeah, it's already done.
I don't know what y'all trying to.
You just asked.
You just need a date, right?
But really, I'm gonna have to jump in here. Y'all two need to cut this out. Y'all is the people.
Right. Talk to your people.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today is election day in Alabama, so we got to talk about
Alabama.
Man, we got to talk
you know
about
what?
That.
You know what? Yeah. I really do want to implore people to get out and vote.
Please, Steve.
But, you know, it's up to you. It's up to you. If you don't care, President Obama kept talking about these types of elections for 8 years. He kept talking about these type of elections. How important they are. You know the importance to Roy Moore, to the Republican cause, to the conservative cause. And it's not so much of that. You know what, man? Let me just speak on this honestly. I understand the conservative cause. Some of their causes are good. Some of them are not. Some of the Democratic causes are good. Some of them are not. I get it. Now, when you talk about Democrats and conservatives, on that side of the aisle, there are good people on each side of the aisle. The thoughts and the values are a little bit shaded and quite different when you look at it. So I don't have a problem with that. Here's why I draw the line. When you put party over your values, here is a conservative party who preaches values, who has ran this whole thing about values. Now, here's a man with several children, people who were children at the time, coming out saying he approached them in an inappropriate way. Here's a man who was, for a fact, banned from a mall.
Your ass can't go to the mall. Come on now. Really?
But you can't go to the mall, but you can come to the Senate. It's just something is wrong here if you are call yourself a party of values. But if it's more important to seat this man in the Senate so Donald Trump's agenda can go forward, that's a sad, sad state that we've reached where, okay, you can't overlook Franken's faults, which, and I don't think you should, but you can't overlook his faults, but you can overlook the president's, and you can overlook Roy Moore. Now, something ain't jiving here.
What's
something
the difference?
Ain't jiving
Come
here.
Come on, Alabama.
You
y'all better
heard
than that.
The president say what he said. You heard it. You heard him make, you saw him make fun of disabled people. You saw it. You heard him call the NFL players sons of bitches. You heard it. Okay, here in the White House, Al Franken did what he did. He's got to resign. Got it. But to vote this man in under the allegations that he's under, and I'm not saying one thing is worse than the other, but I'll tell you what, though. When you start messing around with kids, look, man, two grown people having a conversation and a dude say something inappropriate, that ain't cool. I got that. But, dog, man, you had the same conversation with a kid? Hold up, partner. A 16-year-old, a 15-year-old. If you had the same conversation that a man can lose his job for having with a grown woman, if you can keep your job and you'd have had that same damn conversation with some kids, man, come on, man. Somebody.
Something wrong. Come on, Alabama. Y'all got to be better than that.
Come on, Alabama. You got to get out and vote.
Alabama, y'all got to be.
You have to vote today. This is a man who said that when America was great again was during slavery.
That ignorant ass mess right there.
Can you be
How ignorant of a statement can you make?
Can you believe he said that?
I know we had slavery, but our country had direction and values. Yeah, you had direction.
We were
you had
united.
Us ass over here working like we were animals for no pay. You call that direction? Come on, man, get out of here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, crew, the fellas, we are here. Just one more thing as we wrap up the show on this election day. The special Alabama Senate election goes down today. Folks, is the day. Today is the day to vote. Steve, you've been talking about it all morning.
Yeah, you know, we've got to get out and vote in these elections. President Obama has been talking about this for 8 years. It's these elections right here that determine the direction of this country. Even when you have a president that may be taking it in a direction that you don't want it to go, if he had the Senate and the House watching over all these moves, your voice could be heard a lot more strongly. But complacency, we will find out if it happens today. Everybody's saying it's up to the voters of Alabama. Alabama's got some great, great people in it. I have a lot of friends and great relationships in the state of Alabama. I'm a little bit confused right now because I don't even understand how this man is still even being allowed to run just based on allegations.
Yes.
Now, look, it's unfair if a person gets unjustly accused of anything. And that's probably has happened a lot out here now. There are a lot of people who get falsely accused of a lot of things without anybody being able to prove anything. But if you're going to play this game in the Senate that you are supposed to be a person above reproach, then play the game all the way out. These other people that have said they apologize to these women, but these apologies aren't enough. They're gone. I got it. That's the way you're doing it. But in politics, see, in entertainment, when a guy gets accused, he's gone. Billy Bush was on the bus with Donald Trump. Billy Bush is out of work. He didn't say nothing. He just chimed in. He just chimed in. He didn't say he did nothing to women. He just chimed in and chuckled. He's out of work. Donald Trump is the president. Now he's trying to say that the voice on the tape isn't his. Billy Bush has tweeted, "It's you, sir. It's you."
Yes, it, we know.
So I'm taking a long way around. I'm just looking at all of this stuff, and it just, I got us up to the voters of Alabama. But, you know, at one point in time, we got to stop being hypocritical, too. If you're going to be the conservative party and talk about all of these values that you hold, then be that. Be that all the way. Ride that all the way out. Don't make exceptions because it fits you politically and financially. Be the party that you claim that you are, a party of principle and all these moral values. You keep throwing the Bible up. You know, you want to talk about the Bible. Here's this thing that this Roy Moore guy, he throws the Bible up in what it says about gays, which, okay, what do it say about the 14-year-old girl or the 15-year-old girl? And for the person who came to defend him by saying that Jesus' mother was a teenager and the father was, oh, it was a dude that came on there talking about Mary was a teenager and her husband, Joseph, was above age. Are you talking about something that happened B.C.? You're talking about something that happened B.C.? I just look at these people as they act hypocritical. And then you can't do that and be one way. And like I said the other break, stop with the hypocrisy in White House. I know you're probably not, but just stop with the hypocrisy. Stop telling us that you're this righteous party and all these immigration laws, we're going to build the walls, when all of you hire illegal immigrants, all of you. And there are a lot of people over here illegally, but who are great people who came here for opportunity, who ran from oppression across that river to come to a land of opportunity. I know a guy has been working over here over 20-some years, paid taxes, don't even have a Social Security card, paid taxes, was arrested for driving without a license, was getting deported, and when they went to court and found out that he paid taxes, they let him stay because he had raised his whole family over here for 25 years. He had children over here who were legal. So they let him stay. All of these people hire people in these positions, and they know it. If you go to every golf course that our president has, somebody on that golf course, man, you can't explain their existence. I promise you, if you check everybody out, everybody working them hotels, I promise you, you can't. But listen to me. And it's okay, because they are part of the American fiber. But stop saying you don't want them over here when you're all using them. The farming industry will collapse if you get rid of them. Construction will collapse if you get rid of them. And restaurants have to close if you get rid of them. It's the DACA Act and all this. I want to repeal the DACA Act. Are you crazy? This is craziness, man. But then you turn around with how you feel about gay people. As you trying to tell me that there are no conservative gays, that Republicans ain't gay and conservatives are not gay. Our country is filled with people who, whether you believe in their practices or not, it comprises America. That's who America is. It is a country full of different types of people. That's what America is. You can sit up and act like you're flawless if you want to, but you're not. Now, whether you have to believe in what they believe in, that's up to you. But you can't get rid of them because they believe different.
You hate gays, but you defend an alleged child molester.
Yeah, it's hypocritical.
It's something horribly wrong with that.
Get out and vote. Vote.
Get out and vote today. Alabama,
don't complain
please,
if you don't vote, Alabama. You've got to get to the polls. We are in a lot of cities, Steve.
And like
Mobile,
said, Alabama
Birmingham.
Has some really good people. We've been
yes,
there.
Yes, Montgomery.
A lot of times. A lot of times, man.
Alabama got some great folks in there.
Go to the polls in Alabama.
Go to the
That's
polls.
What we're pushing, Steve.
In the
Tuesday.
Words of Junior, go real fast.
Go real, real, real fast.
Turn your volume up if you're with me. Listen to Steve Harvey in the
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.